Celtics fan.
Hey, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Gotham Sports Network presents NYG Weekly.
NYG Weekly, Ethan West, Nick here with you once again before we get into the meaningless Week 18 game. You know what we got to do? We got to take care of the housekeeping. So first things first, follow us on Twitter. Follow me at EthanGSN. Follow Weiss at NYG Daily. Follow Nick at Nick Zararis. Follow the blog at Gotham SN. Subscribe. We're everywhere. iTunes, Audioboom, Google Play, Stitch Radio, Spotify. Subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe, rate us 5 stars. Leave us a kind review. And we are sponsored by Mojo. How would you like to invest in your favorite players? Well, now you can with Mojo. Mojo has over 300 NFL players listed, so you can invest in established superstars like Joe Burrow or Josh Allen, or a wild card like Brock Purdy, who could lead the 49ers to the Super Bowl. Prices move with every play, every game, and every headline, and you can buy and sell instantly, anytime, all year long, so the action never stops. Mojo is live in New Jersey now. Download Mojo in the Apple App Store today and start turning playmakers into moneymakers. Must be 21 or older to use Mojo and located in New Jersey to make trades. Have a gambling problem? Help is available at 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit mojo.com for more info. Boys. Weiss, you look surprised. You look like shocked.
I look ready to go. I'm ready to go.
Ready to go. It's first time in a while that a Week 18 game has meant nothing for the Giants.
5 years.
Well, not true. Because draft position.
Oh, yeah.
So it's good to be on the other side of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To me, this is pretty straightforward. I don't know about you guys. We'll sort of get into it. I mean, I'm sitting key players. Like, the Giants just don't have – this isn't 2007. They don't have the depth as that team did. They're not facing an undefeated New England Patriot team who's chasing history. And you know, you look at this season for the Giants from the moment it began to now. I mean, what's been the biggest, like, you know, outside of, you know, the results of games, but it's like the injuries, right? Like, you go back to the training camp, Colin Johnson goes down, and then, you know, Darren Beavers, promising rookie, goes down. The whole rookie class essentially got hurt. Kayvon Thibodeau misses games. Evan Neal misses games. Sterling Shepard loses for the season. Wando Robinson gone. The Adoree Jackson thing, you know, returning punts. Like, imagine if you lose a player in a meaningless game, the reaction. So this is pretty straightforward to me. I'm resting key starters. Daniel Jones, I think I'm sitting. He's accomplished probably the number one thing coming into the season when we said, what does Daniel Jones need to do? Go through an entire season healthy. He's never done that in his career. First time, sit him, start Tyrod Taylor. You have a quality backup for, you know, not for this reason.
Actually, I would disagree with you. I would love to see Davis Webb. Personally.
Okay, you can play Tyrod Taylor half. They can play Davis.
Sure,
treat it like a preseason game. Yeah, no, Daniel Jones. I think we're good on that. Offensive line, Evan Neal's banged up. Saquon Barkley, 100% not playing. I wouldn't even suit him up, actually. Also, I liked Matt Breida a lot in garbage time last week, and I think this entire game is garbage time. So, look, as much as I would love to go out there and ruin the Eagles' playoff chances, but they're hopes of being in the number one seed, just not something that's worth it for the Giants, given their unluckiness, is that a word, with injuries. So,
Lack of luck,
whatever you want to call it. Unluckiness, who cares? Point is, don't play your starters or key players.
Sure.
I do have one important thing the Giants need to do this weekend.
What?
Which is?
Kenny Golladay needs 71 catches to get his incentive. Yeah.
Well, this is a perfect Kenny Golladay game. If there's any game with Kenny Golladay, you get a touchdown.
Big
this
volume, Kenny G.
Yeah. This is a game.
Get him one career touchdown as a Giant before they buy him out. Get him in the end zone so he can say, I scored one touchdown as a Giant and move
there
along.
You yeah. There you go. There you go. That's the goal for this weekend. Get Kenny Golladay a touchdown.
100%. I think the only real benefit to playing your starters would be confidence, maybe, but coming off a game like that against the Colts, that narrative doesn't really fit. I mean, you could think about it as, you know, the Eagles are, they have 3 losses after last week, after they lost to the Saints.
They've lost two in a row, but yeah, three total losses.
Yeah. So they have 3 total losses after that really bad loss to the Saints. And they have just sort of been the apple of everyone's eye in the NFL this year. Nick Sirianni, I think, is currently co-favorite to win Coach of the Year. Jalen Hurts is MVP. Would you say, Wes?
I said, which is asinine to me, but
we could talk about it if you want.
Sure.
Anyway, co-favorite to win Coach of the Year, Jalen Hurts is in the MVP conversation, and I genuinely believe that after their performance last week against the Saints, that he deserves to be in that MVP conversation because Gardner Minshew looked atrocious. But anyway, the only real rationale that you could come up with is confidence. Like, you go out there with your starters, you beat the Eagles, who have been, I don't want to say like running over teams this year, but I mean, they ran over you earlier in the year and could be like a nice confidence builder. But again, like, you're probably going into Minnesota. You played them really tight. I think most fans feel confident that a second time around, the Giants would beat the Vikings. You just put an ass whooping on the Colts. So confidence is probably there. I tend to agree with you guys to go ahead and rest the major starters because we all know this team lacks depth. And you do not want some of these guys starting in a playoff game.
No. There's nothing to be gained. If there were guys who had like incentives, like who needed something, like one catch or something, okay, sure, get them in the game. But none of them, no one has anything to hit here. So sure, there's nothing to be gained. Only bad things could happen by playing important players in this game.
Yep.
Also, you talk about confidence, where their confidence is at. Imagine if they play their starters and get run over like they did a couple weeks
That's
ago.
That's a good point.
Especially if they get run over by the Eagles' backups.
Yeah. Or even their starters, if they just get run over by the Eagles, what happens? Like, where is their confidence then going into the playoffs? It's just not – doesn't make any sense. Play Tyrod Taylor, play your back. And here's the thing, they're going to be starters that are playing because you know, so you're going to see guys that you typically see on a regular Sunday play in this game, but it's just not, there's no, the juice isn't worth the squeeze here.
Agreed.
And I'm sitting guys, and the best thing that could happen is your backups play them tough. Like, right, imagine if it's a close game in the fourth quarter, obviously Eagles pull away, but you're coming out like, oh, you know what? Playing them close. If we see them again, confidence is a little bit high, but it's just not worth it.
Sure. Coach of the Year,
Brian Daboll. No doubts about that. Get rid of the award if you're not giving it to Brian Daboll.
A lot of doubts about that. So
yeah,
who has done the best coaching job this season?
That's Brian Daboll. That's not
how it works.
That's Coach of the Year. Here's the thing that we do with MVP and all these awards is that we always say who has done the best.
And again, this is the argument that we have this argument every year. We have it with MVP mostly, right? It's like, well, technically, who is most valuable to the team? And it's never the person who's most valuable to their team. It goes to the best player. And in this instance, I think that Coach of the Year is going to go to the coach of the best team, which is the Eagles. And if you look at, you go back, I'm dead serious. The last time, because the Giants are what, 14-point underdogs this weekend to the Eagles. So safe to say if they lose, they're going to finish the season 9-7-1. Keep in mind, they had that ugly streak in the middle where they tied the Commanders. They lost a few games in a row, like really streaky, right? Like, we're viewing this Giants season as, I call it recency bias, where they've looked good. Like, they just put a stomping on the Colts. Like, they clinched a playoff spot. We're happy. We're riding high. The last time a coach with fewer than 10 wins won Coach of the Year was Bruce Arians, 2012. And prior to that was 1990, Jimmy Johnson. So you look back, Vrabel's team went 12-5. Stefanski went 11-5. Harbaugh went 14-2. Matt Nagy went 12-4. Sean McVay went 11-5. Jason Garrett for the Cowboys went 13-3. Ron Rivera with the Panthers went 15-1. I think if you're viewing it through the lens that most fans want the award to be viewed through, which is who actually did the best coaching job, who did the most with less, it is absolutely 1,000% Brian Daboll. However, I don't think that that's how the AP is going to vote on it. That is my point. I think that Sirianni and Sirianni's team and his record and what they've done this year. I mean, listen, if Jalen Hurts doesn't get hurt, chances are they beat the Saints. So, and they beat the Giants. What, they finish with two losses, which is ridiculously impressive. I don't care.
Isn't that an indictment on Nick Sirianni too? That his starting quarterback went down and his
team not many teams are going to be winning games with their backup quarterbacks.
Well, and his starting quarterback's an MVP candidate.
Look at Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
Timeout. we're talking about coach of the year here. Who's done the best job coaching their football team? To me, if the expectation for the Eagles, and I'm going to, you know.
Well, you know what you're doing right now. You're arguing for Kyle Shanahan. You're not arguing for Brian Daboll.
Not at all.
You are, because you're talking about the starting quarterback going down. First of all, he's winning with Brock Purdy.
Here's the misconception.
He's down to his third string quarterback.
Here's the misconception that we have about the 49ers. First of all, when Jimmy Garoppolo went down, they had, 10, 11 wins. You know, they were winning the majority of their games with Jimmy Garoppolo, which, oh, by the way, they were also doing last year, too. Brock Purdy is the third string quarterback coming in. They also have one of the most talented rosters. When you talk about who's done the best job coaching a football team, do you understand that before the season, the perception on Daniel Jones was maybe he's a bridge guy somewhere, and now we're talking $30 million a year? Like, the job that he's done with the quarterback and then the rest of the roster, like, do we need to sit here and go over every single thing that we've gone over throughout the whole season with Brian Daboll?
No, but you might need to do it with the AP voters, because that's not how they vote.
I think
that's what I was going to say.
I think they're smart enough. They are smart enough to understand. If you had a vote, who are you voting
me
for?
Me personally? Yeah. Daboll.
Okay. Yeah. Nick, who are you voting for?
Brian Daboll has Isaiah Hodgins looking like an NFL wide receiver.
Thank you very much. Richie James looks like he has, 50, 60 catches? To me, this is a no-brainer. Look, I understand the record and all that, but...
Okay, but...
But here's the thing.
You understand my point.
If you look at those years that you're talking about where those coaches that won 13, 14, 15 games and won Coach of the Year, there wasn't another coach that you could put in that conversation that
won. Well, we don't know that. We'd have to go back to
season by
season. Well, look at the list. Look at the season. You said the last guy was Bruce Arians 2012 was it the Colts, right?
I think that was the year he replaced Chuck Pagano.
Yes.
So... Look,
that was extenuating circumstances where you could have the narrative of, oh, this guy stepped up because the coach was getting cancer treatment, and you know how sports writers are with the narrative. Yeah. That's the other thing here is sports writers love a narrative, and that's how these votes get done. And the Giants, it's great that the Giants did this, and every Giants fan is going to bang the table for Brian Daboll, but the national media votes the way it does, unfortunately.
If you go back and look, we spoke about this with Warren Sharp during our season preview. Like, the Giants' win total was 7.5. They're going to finish with 9. It's not like they had a win total of 4 and they made the playoffs. Most people thought they were bad. Very few people thought that they were going to make the playoffs.
There was a lot of people mocking Vegas about that 7.
Vegas is Vegas for a reason. Vegas is Vegas for a reason. They know.
What was the Eagles' win total?
I think 9.5.
9.5 or 10.
So yeah. 10.
They went, and they're going to blow by that.
By what, 2 games? 3 games?
Yeah.
To me, Daboll's, he's far and away.
If I had a vote, it's going to Brian Daboll. Absolutely, 100%. I'm telling you, I don't think he's going to win, and I gave you the reasons why. So don't disagree with me. Disagree with the voters and how it's been done.
He's third or fourth, too.
Third. He's third right now. It's Sirianni and Shanahan 1-2, I think. Maybe Daboll's. I don't even know. But Daboll is definitely in the conversation. If I had a vote, it's going to him.
Yeah.
If I had a vote, I would have voted for Brian Daboll when they were 7-2. He locked up coach.
Yeah.
It would surprise me if they give it to Nick Sirianni. I would be stunned because I just don't think their expectation where it was in July was. You're going to be one of the best teams in the NFC, and you're going to be contending for a Super Bowl.
But Jalen Hurts went from a nice story to an MVP candidate. Last year, it was a novelty that the Eagles were good and Jalen Hurts was playing pretty well, but empty stats and fantasy relevant as opposed to actually good. Jalen Hurts is legitimately good this year. Like, he's legitimately an MVP candidate. And if he didn't miss two, 3 weeks.
But they have a great roster. Like, if you, I'm not trying to make this about Jalen Hurts.
We're getting into the Chris Sims argument.
I just think they've basically matched their expectation where the Giants have exceeded. The Giants are entering week 18 with
the playoffs. No, I think that both teams have exceeded expectations.
Yeah.
I thought
The Eagles were not projected to run away with the NFC East. They were like co-favorites with the Cowboys, or like maybe favorites.
They haven't run away with the NFC East. They have to play a week 18 game where they have to win. And
again, they've played back-to-back games without their MVP candidate quarterback.
Well.
So.
I'm just saying they
not many coaches or teams are going to overcome that.
And Dak Prescott missed 5 games. If Dak Prescott doesn't miss 5 games, maybe the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, and listen, they fared okay with Cooper Rush, so maybe Mike McCarthy deserves some consideration.
I'm just saying.
Let's keep Mike in Dallas. That would be good for the Giants.
If you look at the NFC, to me they matched their expectation.
I would say the Cowboys have matched their expectation. I would say the Eagles and the Giants have surpassed their expectation, and the Commanders have matched their expectation.
Commanders are a mess. Anyways.
Yeah.
Brian Dable's my coach of the year. Nick Sirianni,
he's mine as well. Think he will be the APs.
I think the AP gets it right. They don't mess this up.
I hope he does. He deserves it. Him and Shane should get every single award that's out there.
Agree. You want to do Mojo?
Yeah.
Sure. Stock up, stock down.
Jared Stidham, by the way.
Wow, what a performance from Stidham.
Yeah. That was probably one of the best games of the year, actually.
100%.
I was actually watching it on my car ride home.
If you had told me preseason one of the best games of the year would be Brock Purdy versus Jared Stidham, I would have thought I was hallucinating.
I would have thought we were talking about the XFL.
Yeah.
23-35, 365, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions against the number one defense.
Number one defense. And he did it with swagger, too. Wasn't he yelling at McDaniel on the sideline? He was like, I'm him.
Maybe. He's up 61%. Think about that. 61% on Mojo. That's pretty good. Jermichael Hasley. Up 15%. He had 10 carries for 33 yards and a touchdown. Most touches he's seen all season in that blowout win versus the Texans. But I thought the Jaguars.
They phoned that in. They were up 28-3 at the half, and Trevor Lawrence didn't play the second half, basically. Yeah, I wouldn't buy too much into that.
This next one is pretty interesting. Sam Ehlinger.
See why that's interesting.
Here's the thing. I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on the reason why Sam Ehlinger came in the game was because Nick Foles just got, lit up, to put it nicely.
He got Kayvon Thibodeau'd.
Yeah.
Thibodeau came in free rush, no block, untouched with a head of steam. That would kill a normal person.
Oh, yeah.
A normal person is dead.
And I thought Kayvon Thibodeau was thinking of the Tyler Heineke hit, remember that?
Yeah.
In the tie, where he's like, there's absolutely zero chance that this guy is not getting lit up. Clean hit, but then after what happened after the play.
He's the next Odell, bro. we're gonna need a defense brigade for the amount of media attention this guy's getting.
I'm good with that.
It was Jeff Saturday.
What a bozo.
That was very corny.
Someone else made the joke. Someone thought I was making the joke. Jeff Bozo instead of Jeff Bezos.
That's pretty good.
Jeff Saturday is not getting the Colts head coaching job, I think.
No, nor should he. And by the way, everyone's like, oh, how does Kayvon Thibodeau not know who Jeff Saturday is? One, he probably knows who Jeff Saturday is. Two, even if he didn't know who Jeff Saturday was, Jeff Saturday finished playing when Kayvon Thibodeau was 12 years old. If you asked me who the number one center in the league was when I was 12 years old, I would have no fucking clue.
Just a word of
Jeff
advice.
Jeff Saturday.
Yeah, well, no, when I was, if I'm saying if I was Kayvon's age, because I'm fucking old now.
When a player says, I don't know who he was in this context, that typically means he just doesn't care about what the guy has
correct.
To say.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. So let's just understand these context words. You know, people are smart enough to understand these kind of things. You know, guys.
Dude, ESPN talking heads were losing their mind.
Well, that's their boy. Yeah. You got to defend their boy. Jeff's, I thought. The craziest thing was that wasn't even the dirtiest thing that happened in that game. Did you guys see that forearm?
Yeah, forearm to Daniel's head.
That was a WWE forearm.
And Daniel Jones's head hit off the turf too, by the way.
Yeah.
That could have been really bad. But anyways, Sam Ehlinger probably going to start the Colts final game against – who are they playing? It's irrelevant to me, but are they playing the Texans? Yeah, they're playing the Texans. Yeah, because the Titans are playing the Jaguars. Up 22.8%. Do you think Sam Ehlinger has a performance in him This going away party for Jeff Saturday?
I don't get it.
All right. Does Mojo have USFL prices? Because then maybe, because Sam Ellinger will not be on the Colts roster next year.
I don't know why they went back to Matt Ryan when Jeff Saturday got hired. That was just an awful decision. Anyways, Mike Evans. I told you guys last week, the Bucs are coming. They're finally.
That's not why I'm buying Mike Evans, though.
Yes. He's got incentives to hit.
Well, that's also not why I'm buying Mike Evans. I'm buying Mike. Listen, there are some.
Oh, you're manifesting the Mike Evans trade to the Giants. I understand.
Well, no, not to the Giants specifically. Listen, okay, I'm going to pause right here because I see, dude, people are talking about motherfucking DeAndre Hopkins and like comparing it to when the Bills are trading for Stephon Diggs or like when the Eagles trade for AJ Brown. No, like Hopkins and Evans are on the wrong side of 30 and are owed a lot of money. They are tremendous players, but we are not trading for a receiver on the north side of 30 at that contract price. All the AJ Brown was 25 when the Eagles traded for him. Stephon Diggs was 26 or 27 when the Bills traded for him. All right. Those are the type of receivers, right? If you're making any comparison, you're talking about a DJ Moore trade to the Giants. Okay. So we're not talking about Hopkins or Evans to the Giants. However, I would be buying stock in those players because I do believe that both will be on either a different team next year or have a better quarterback next year. So that's why I'm buying both those players. Mike Evans, more specifically, will probably be the one to have a new quarterback. DeAndre Hopkins, probably the one to be on the new team. But I believe both situations will be much better next year, which is why I'm buying stock in both.
Yeah, completely agree with you. I think Mike Evans definitely gets traded. Tampa Bay has no cap space at all to reassemble their team.
Yeah, but if Brady leaves and they bring in someone else.
Yeah, that's possible. But because they still have guys on their defense they need to take care of. They got to figure out Wirfs going forward. They got a few things they got to worry about. That's a luxury, paying a 32-year-old wide receiver.
Is he 32?
He's been in the league 10 years, yeah.
Damn.
Because he's going for, I think 9 years. I think 9 years.
So he's 29. He's my age.
Yeah.
I'm actually 20 days older than Mike Evans.
Oh, God, man.
So did you know that me and Ray Allen and I have the same birthday?
I did not know that.
Wow.
Man. Yeah. Two sharp shooters, man.
Yeah, by the way, I'm still waiting on that video of you taking free throws.
I got you. Fallers. Mike White.
Yeah.
RIP.
Thanks for coming.
The Mike White Linsanity run is it was fun.
Thanks it for was coming, cute. Mike White. It was great. I got a question for you guys. I think there's two receivers on this Faller list that I think are in need of a change of scenery.
Okay.
One is Denzel Mims. One is Paris Campbell. I actually really like Paris Campbell a lot.
Good deep threat.
Me too.
I do like. I remember
tough being a deep threat on a team with Matt Ryan and Nick Foles.
I actually, where I was sitting at the game when Paris Campbell caught that pass, I'm like, hey, man, Paris Campbell, future Giant, maybe? I really do like Paris Campbell's game. But two guys I think need a change of scenery. Which one would you be buying right now?
Paris Campbell.
I think Paris Campbell for sure. I've liked Paris Campbell since he was at Ohio State.
That's I think he's flashed more than Denzel Mims.
But I also think Denzel Mims just hasn't. I mean, I thought Paris Campbell has more opportunity. But, yeah, I do think.
I mean, yeah, but there is also, like, I think half is like opportunity and also half is you sort of have to earn it. And if you're not getting those reps over Corey Davis, I mean, even like Elijah Moore,
Paris Campbell is $3.22.
I would be buying Mojo. Paris Campbell. Absolutely.
And Denzel Mims is, I think $1.91. So I'm buying Paris Campbell. I think he's going to be on the trade block. I think the Colts are going to, they're going to blow this thing up.
They have to.
Yeah.
It's an all-time, I don't want to say all-time bad vibes situation, but it's pretty bad.
They've become similar to the Giants where it's a laughing stock now.
Yeah.
Now it's like, hey, we're laughing at you, Jim Irsay. It's no longer funny.
Yeah.
I think so. And then Desmond Ridder, career backup, in my opinion.
There were some people, I'm just going to say this, Weiss, some people on Giants Twitter that we – historically have not gotten along with who were talking
about with everybody.
I don't who were talking about Desmond Ridder being the best quarterback in this past draft. And I was, you are the dumbest individual I think I have ever come across.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he should not even be in the NFL.
I'm not saying I don't disagree with you, but like, who is the best quarterback in this draft?
Pickett has flashed a little bit.
Tough. Oh, yeah. It's Kenny tough. Pickett. Yeah. Kenny yeah. Pickett.
Pickett's flashed a little bit. Yeah. He looked pretty good last week.
He's far and away. Far and away. Yeah. You're right. Sorry. Yeah. Nick Foles, another one. Obviously, left
no
the shot. Game.
No.
That great guy's career. Retiring after this season.
Yeah. Got the statue in Philadelphia. Thanks for coming. So that's Mojo. Stock up, stock down. Presented by Mojo, right? Yeah.
Presented by Mojo. Yeah.
All right, we got 5 minutes. I wrote this down 10 minutes ago before we started recording. I have five Giants from the last 5 years. These are relatively obscure people, very straightforward. There's five, three to win. Whoever gets three first out of you two wins. Okay, number one, this player went to Liberty University. This player was on the Giants for 3 seasons. He was their leading rusher in 2016.
Went to Liberty.
Yes, he was not drafted by the Giants.
Bobby Rainey?
Nope.
Damn it. He's their leading rusher? Oh, Rashad Jennings.
That's one point for life.
Rashad Jennings.
Next one.
You know who I was thinking? And this is like really bad on my part. Like, again, totally irrelevant to the position or to rushing, but like just based on like politics, my first thought was David Tyree.
Oh, God. All right, next one. Stony Brook alum. He was fourth in receiving yards.
Oh, my God. I know this.
We'll tie. Come on. Yeah. Come on.
Two.
Nick. Come on,
all right, Nick. This one's interesting.
We'll tie Stony Brook. Hell yeah.
We'll tie the football guy. USC, 2000 on the Giants from 2014 to 2017. His last year in the league was last season. He left the Giants after 2017 and went somewhere else. He was a defensive player. He finished top five in tackles on the Giants twice.
USC.
Yes. Late draft pick. Sixth round pick, I believe.
I'm not going to get this one.
Oh, I got it. Devon Kennard.
Weiss ran it off. Damn, didn't even get to the other two.
Yeah.
Come on, I'll sweep his ass. Keep going.
Okay. This player led the Giants in interceptions in 2018. He went to the University of Georgia. He retired last year.
Went to the University of Georgia, led the Giants in interceptions last
year. Was he drafted by the Giants?
No, not drafted by the Giants. Last year was his last year in the league. He went to another team after the Giants. He was on the Giants for 2 seasons.
And he led the Giants in interceptions what year?
2019. This is one of Ethan's favorite people to ridicule.
Jabril Peppers?
Nope.
No. Jabril Peppers went to Michigan.
Michigan. Yeah. He went to Georgia, right?
Yes, Georgia.
Oh, my God. I think I know this. Did he play for the Titans 1 year?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Safety, played for right? The no.
Not a safety cornerback?
Nope.
He's a corner. He's a linebacker.
Correct.
Oh, my God. Fuck,
I just saw it in Ethan's face. He knows who it is.
Oh, my God. I'm so bad with names.
Oh, my God. Georgia linebacker. Right. Oh, I got it.
God damn it.
Alec Oglesby.
Yeah.
That's four. Yep. All right. Last one. This is the money one. The Giants traded 3 draft picks to trade up to select this player. This player is no longer in the NFL.
Baker.
Correct. Yeah. Hey, Ethan didn't get shut out. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. I knew that when you said 3 draft picks.
Yeah.
Give my boy Ethan one. Hey, listen, it's been a long 5 years with this shit. And now that we're finally out of it. I'm trying to erase that part out of my mind, but it still sits there. Yeah. I'm ashamed that I knew it was Alec Oglesby, by the way.
I'm ashamed that he led the team in interceptions.
All right.
Okay, let's wrap it up. Meaningless week 18. For the first time in a while, meaningless week 18. But for the good reasons. That'll do it. Go download Mojo in the App Store. Follow us on Twitter. Follow me at EthanGSN. Follow Weiss at NYG Daily. Follow Nick and Nick Zeraris. Follow the blog at GothamSN. Subscribe. iTunes, Audioboom, Google Play, Stitch Radio, Spotify. Subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe, rate us 5 stars. Leave us a kind review. Talk to you guys next week.
Peace.